Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Thanks for joining me on another pre-ISE 2025 edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Today I'm joined with Andrew Gross, and you may know Andrew from Excite. We've done a lot of work together recently to try to get people excited about what you're doing, Andrew, and you'll be at ISE 2025 in Hall 2, which is a cool hall, booth number or stand number P300. Andrew, for those people that don't know who Excite is, I think that it's probably worth doing a kind of an overview. But the way I look at it is, one big value proposition that you bring is sort of helping integrators manage their services better by providing a platform to do so.
Yeah. So, and thanks, Gary. You know, for the last couple of years, what Excite's done is we've built really the industry's first cloud standard in the audiovisual space. It's really the only one single cloud that both manufacturers, integrators, and end users can now collaborate across their audiovisual spaces. And specifically for this show, and honestly, really just, you know, new in 2025, we are putting a huge amount of focus on those dealers and integrators to ensure that this cloud standard product that we've built so closely with these manufacturers in the audiovisual space over the several years is now being launched and tailored specifically for them to sell more managed services.
Yeah, and I like this because I feel like this is an area that a lot of integrators need a lot of help because, you know, for years and years and years since we've been in business, we've been selling hardware, right? We've been selling widgets. But what's interesting is there's a huge opportunity to sell the support since we all now everything's on the network. Huge opportunity to sell this to sell the support of all of these widgets that have been put together into systems, and we're seeing it with Zoom Rooms and Teams Rooms. Like that's the sort of like entry into that, right? But the truth of the matter is, and even though Zoom and Teams have their own sort of managed services platform, then you kind of buy into that. The problem with that is it doesn't manage everything else in the room. It doesn't manage HVAC, doesn't manage lighting. And by the way, it doesn't manage the whole facility. And what Excite has with their cloud platform, with your cloud platform, is the ability to do that, which means that the integrator can white label that. They could do it themselves. They could sell it as a service. They could white label it for the client. There's a lot of different ways they could actually sell this. And it means that they would know, they'd be able to support a system proactively rather than just reactively.
Yeah. And you mentioned Teams and Zoom. Don't forget that they don't even manage each other, right? Like,
yeah, that's right.
You have Teams rooms and you have Zoom rooms, but that's still two different platforms. I have to manage these two different conference spaces. Yeah. So, you know, to your point, Gary, the biggest thing, and I've spoken to hundreds of dealers just in the last couple of years, and then, you know, thousands potentially in my previous life working directly for a manufacturer. These businesses are not survivable when just selling and reselling hardware. The margins are getting less and less and thinner and thinner. The only way to build sustainable businesses are these types of managed service contracts. And hopefully I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's not easy just going in there and selling managed service contracts without a managed service platform. And that's what we've done because we've built that cloud standard that now allows for these managed service providers, these integrators, these dealers to create this managed service offering around a piece of technology. It starts to really materialize all that stuff that previously was on paper that said, we're going to support your rooms. We're going to ensure everything is a cohesive environment.
Right.
It really now is delivering it for the customers. It's making those end users stickier to those dealers and innovators, and it's increasing your margin tenfold.
And the nice thing is, even if the brand like Shure or like Epson has their own cloud management or software system that is connectable across the internet, you have the ability to layer on top of that, but also layer on top of that all the brands that haven't built their own system. So in other words, as long as the product's connected to the network, you have, which by the way, almost everything is now, you have the ability to manage it proactively, regardless of who you are, whether you're an end user, you're an integrator, and it can actually be done by like a whole facility could be managed by one person because of the way that your system is proactive. And big brands have bought into this. Legrand is an example of that. That's a big brand that's bought into this.
Yeah, we're out there waving the flag of get to the cloud, whether with us or on your own from a manufacturer standpoint.
Yeah.
It's all beneficial to the industry, right?
Yeah.
What we've done is that we've then taken those manufacturers in-house built clouds. And then of course the manufacturers like Legrand, as you mentioned, who built their cloud on our platform, threw them in a box, wrapped a bow on it, and now we're handing it to our dealers and to our system integrator partners to, as you said, finally with their end users manage everything from the display to the control system to the touch panel to the light switch. It doesn't matter. The focus has always been, and we've always talked about this, on rooms and spaces and buildings, right, and floors, right. But there's never been a platform that has truly allowed out of the box an integrator to really wrap a managed service platform around it. And that's where we're coming from.
Yeah. And if you're at ISE, go to Hall 2, booth number P300, get a demo. Andrew will be there and his team will be there to demo it for you. So you can actually see that you can literally walk out with this software and manage any system that you've put in. And by the way, this doesn't have to just be new systems. You can go back and remanage, for lack of a better term, Andrew.
So Gary, actually on that quickly, we're actually running a great promo specifically for ISE, where we're talking about existing programs. So if you're an integrator or a duo that's attending ISE and you come by our booth and receive a demo, you throw your name in on our list and you'll be able to get access to our platform and claim an unlimited number of devices through the end of March at no cost until the end of the year. This is the easiest way for you to just, one, prove that this is worthwhile for your business, but completely jumpstart your managed service offering, because we will not charge you through the end of the year for any claimed device, regardless of manufacturer.
So there you go. You can manage, you can actually set up a managed services platform right away and not pay for it. See how it works. And by the way, if you're not going to go to ISE, we're going to shoot video on explaining how all this actually works, so that you can see how the software works. And of course, you can always set up a demo with them. Go to excite.io, X-Y-T-E.io to set up a demo. It's easy to do that. I'd highly recommend you do it if you're not doing cloud-based managed services now. If you're doing it all on-prem and you're doing it with people moving from room to room, you should definitely check this out, because it'll help you. Because let's be honest, 90% of the time it's cockpit error, and a lot of this stuff can be solved and managed. And what's cool about it is that you bring more equipment in, it's just added to the system. You don't have to start over. Again, that's excite.io, X-Y-T-E.io. Andrew, thank you very much for joining me. I look forward to seeing you at ISE.
Thanks, Gary. You too.
Thank you.